Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On Thursdays about this time, we talk sports wagering and sports wagering with Sam Panionovich, sponsored by PointsBet. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Were you really president of the French club?
Twice. Elected.
Sacre bleu.
Not
wow.
Just once, but duh. By the way, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because you and I don't have much time today. If you're interested in Sam Panionovich's story, and who wouldn't be, I want you to get the Boston Globe. Google Boston Globe. This Sunday, a long feature piece in one of the major newspapers in this country, the Boston Globe, about what an extraordinary talent, opportunity, and chance you have there in New England. Congratulations to you, Sam. What a nice story.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I was half concerned it was going to be a hit piece.
You never know.
And he had actually texted me, the writer, Kevin DuPont, he texted me the morning that it went live and said, enjoy unemployment. And I still wasn't sure if he was kidding or not.
Really?
But, wow. It just goes to show you how far the space has come, and sports betting is becoming more and more important in the landscape. And, I mean, I've heard you talk about sports betting, I think, three times this week already, because Governor Pritzker has done a 360 again on the remote registration.
You're kind of ticked about that, aren't you?
I'm not ticked. I just think it's not fair to everybody in the state. I mean, it helps one or two positions. It helps Rivers. More than anybody else, and we know that Pritzker and Neil Bloom go way back. But if you're a business person in the sports betting space in Illinois, you now lose all of your Chicago business, because if you're DraftKings in East St. Louis, or if you're FanDuel in Collinsville, which is a four-hour drive south, you're missing out on the potential for freedom. I mean, in other words, people from Chicago now have to drive to East St. Louis or Collinsville to sign up for an account, and it wasn't that way for a long time, and now all of a sudden, you have to go to a physical casino to sign up. I don't understand it.
All right, I don't understand that.
But
you got to be 21 in order to wager. You got to be in Illinois. If you're just doing it on your phone, how do they verify that? So it makes sense that somebody would eyeball you to make sure you are what you say you are, right?
That's not what it's about. I don't believe that for one second. It's about making it easier for certain sports books to dominate the landscape. Because if you don't have Chicago or access to Chicago, you are not playing for keeps. And there are several sports books that either just launched or will launch in the next month that thought they were coming into a state where they could have free reign and they can take anybody inside that state. So if I'm in Carbondale, I can sign up in my book in Elgin. That's where William Hill's at. If I'm in East St. Louis, I can sign up for PointsBet at Hawthorne or Crestwood or Prospect Heights. You can no longer do that unless you physically travel there. So this is a long conversation. We don't have that much time, but I just think it's ironic that all of a sudden, with new people about to enter the space and think they can get all the business they want, that's no longer the case.
I have a FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook account. Will that I still get to keep that, though, right? I don't have to now re-register, do I?
You're grandfathered in. If you registered before this past weekend, you're good. But going forward, you can no longer lay on your couch or wait at the bus stop and sign up for your account there. So it is what it is. I'm on to the Masters now. You got Masters wagering. This is so crazy now. Last year, PointsBet did live wagering throughout the day, all day. So if I'm watching John Williams birdie 3 and 4, I go, oh, I like him, and I can bet on him. Well, you can do that now every single day throughout the day. They also now have hole-by-hole betting on 6 golfers: DJ, Rahm, Rory, Bryson, Tony Finau, and Justin Thomas. You can bet hole-by-hole if they're going to birdie or better, par, or bogey or worse. How about that?
Wow. So if a guy's hot, would you put money on that sort of thing?
I think it's hard. I don't think I would, but you and I have talked about this for years now. The more candy in the candy aisle, the more likely you are to leave with candy, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I want to talk baseball in a second, but just I'm intrigued by the number they've put up for Bears wins this year.
Yeah, this is only at one book right now. You're going to see a lot more of these numbers pop up after the NFL draft, which is at the end of the month. 7.5. And remember, King, this is not your average football season. We have an extra regular season game now. So in a 17-game regular season, One American Sportsbook is putting 7.5 on the Chicago Bears win total.
Yeah, that's discouraging. Evidently, the world doesn't love their quarterback change.
Well, I think if you asked Ryan Pace to make the win total, he'd make it 10. But I think outside of that echo chamber at Hallis Hall, you just have people that are taking bets for a living. They don't see it. They don't believe it. And they don't think Andy Dalton is an NFL-caliber quarterback. He was a backup in Dallas last year. He was a backup.
Would you take Deshaun Watson?
At this point, no. How could you?
Yeah, I don't think you could. I don't think you should. Somebody else wants to employ that man. I think people get to work for a living. But you don't have to be his employer. I wouldn't want anything to do with that. Are we loving the Sox? Are we loving the Cubs? Have we learned anything yet?
We've learned the Cubs can't hit. They are 5-1 to the under right now. So if you've bet the under in 6 of their games, 5 wins and 1 loss. They actually went over on opening day, and they've gone 5 straight unders ever since then. We're talking 5-1, 4-3, 4-0, 4-2. They can't hit. They have 21 hits in 6 games. So I would be cautious about putting your money on those Chicago Cub overs until they figure out how to hit the baseball. It's been a big problem so far.
What about the White Sox? What are you hearing?
Well, they're up and down. I will say it's a roller coaster. They're exciting. Their games haven't been this fun in decades. If you miss a pitch, man, you miss something.
Yeah.
Whether they hit a grand, Jose Abreu has 2 grand slams now.
Yeah.
Whether they blow a 3-run lead in the bullpen, whether the Angels hit a walk-off home run in the 9th inning, these games have been fun to watch. 12-8, 5-3, 7-4, 10-4, 8-4. Like, you're not watching paint dry when you watch the White Sox. They're 3-4, long way to go. I think the bullpen management has been okay, but the games are certainly exciting, and you haven't been able to say that in a long time.
I don't remember the young man's name, but they got a player who, tied the major league record for consecutive hits to start a career, right? Like 8 in a row or something like that.
Eight for eight.
Every game has been fun, I'll say that. And I thought they were going to win all their games. I'm glad I didn't make that bet, because on paper I just thought, oh, this team can't beat. They got pitching. They've got all of this young talent. The kids like to play, and lo and behold, some of the other teams like to play too. The bet of the week, what was the big bet?
Somebody bet $770,000 on the Gonzaga money line. This was in the Final Four against UCLA. Kind of a dumb bet, $770,000 to win $70,000, and this bettor was a winner on that half-court heave off the backboard through the net. Gonzaga wins by 3 in overtime. And this guy won $70,000. But I can't believe you would risk $770,000 to win $70,000. That math doesn't compute in my brain, King.
So the guy, I saw this and thought he lost his money, but he did win, but not that much considering the risk, right?
If he would have lost, he would have lost $770,000. But he did win on that half-court heave. So he wins $70,000. But I always say you should bet a little to win a lot, not a lot to win a little.
Right, because if you now have 770 plus 70, you now have 840. Well, if you got 840, that feels like 770. But if you lose it all, that really hurts. I get your point. And I'm out of time. Sam Panionovich joins us Thursdays about this time.